By now, nearly everyone has heard about the super wildflower bloom this spring in the deserts of California. A desert is a region that receives 10 inches or less of precipitation in a year. But it's not so much the paucity of water, but it's the unpredictability. Some deserts go for decades without appreciable rain, but not ours, not this year. There are several ways that plants cope with xeric environments. They can be deep-rooted and tap into permanent water found far below the surface of the desert. Classic example are the mesquites. These leguminous trees can send roots down to over 100 feet to suck up the groundwater. And there are plants called stem succulents. The characteristic example, of course, are the cacti. They rarely produce leaves, but photosynthesize right on the stems. Often the stems are pleated, and when the rains come, they swell up and expand like an accordion. And during the dry season, or seasons as the case may be, they can tap into the water within their own tissues. And then, of course, there are just those super tough evergreen and salt-tolerant plants. The quintessential desert dwellers are creosote bushes. They are probably the most numerous shrub in North America. Tens of millions of acres are covered with this survivor. On the floor of Death Valley, where virtually nothing else can tolerate that incredible heat and dryness, creosote bushes manage to thrive. At Ground Zero in Nevada, after an atomic blast, 19 of 20 creosote bushes pop back to life. They are tough. Tough, tough. And finally, we have the ephemerals. These are plants biding their time as seeds, just waiting for the optimal conditions to occur, and then they burst forth in huge numbers. And these conditions, according to one botanist, and I quote, "If an inch or more of rain falls in early October, germination inhibitors will be leached from the seeds, resulting in mass germination." Well, last fall, the Mojave got 3 inches of rain in two big storms. And the results, my friends, is spectacular. But don't wait. Remember, it's ephemeral. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.